is this is goal is to teach people different things. In the games, you talk last week, Yiras Hashem, Reishis Das, Chochmah Musar, Avinah Basar. So before you do anything, before I even give you any aitzes, before I give you any direction, I have to understand that Yiras Hashem, Reishis Das. Now, with that in mind, Pasuk Yud begins. Nim Katucha Chatoyim Al Tov. The Ben Yonah points out he told in advance that Shemayim is the basis of everything. Now he's getting technically into how a person has to conduct himself in this world. And the first thing he says is choosing the right group of people. Now, choosing the right group of people is not necessarily the people you like talking Lashon Hara with, or people you find the most geschmack. No. Mishnah Pirkei Avos, as we say, so we sit at him. In a number of places, emphasize that we have to, on the one hand, should be a place that we should associate with Chachamim. And number one, number two, we have Al Tischabel Rosh. Nitar Beli Omer Harchek Mishochan Ra. Two separate things. One is, if your kavua, people around you, are bad, even though you do not necessarily have a close shaykhus with them, but you associate with them and you deal with them on a regular basis. And you're not allowed to have any close association with the Russia. And Chazal tells us, I feel advantage. That means people have two types of associations. There are associations that may be peripheral, but are on a regular basis. And the nature of human beings is to be influenced by people around you. You want to please them, you want them to think nicely about you. You, and all sorts of things. And the Gemara says, it's called Dorba Chutzar, it's Kilo Veda Barazar. Anyone who lives in Chutzar, it's a worship of Barazar. It says, Kilo Veda Barazar. Everyone who lives in Chutzar, it's a worship of Barazar. Ovid Avodah Zorah B'Tahara. What does it mean, Ovid Avodah Zorah B'Tahara? Mark gives an example. You live, you have Goyish neighbors, they marry off their child, have a Goyish wedding, and of course it has to do with the base of Avodah Zorah. So you do this, you do that, you don't want to offend them, you want to do this. And you get pulled into all sorts of things that you shouldn't be pulled into. So it tells us, Harchek in Shachan Ra. Do not have, stay far away from regular social contact with Ra. Number one. Alfas Chaber is something else. Having a chover. Who's a Rasha? That means to have a close personal association. Because even though that close personal association may be for certain, it says that feel with varmit. But once you have a close personal association, there's a sharing of identities and a sharing of feelings of closeness. It's inevitable that you have certain things about but people are influenced by their surroundings. People are social beings. So, and we say every day, Tatsilenu, Tatsilenu, Mi Odomra, Mi Chovera, Mi Shochera. If for whatever reason I'm there, save me in two senses. The necessity to have those associations and the influence of those associations. So, Shlomo Melech begins about saying, number one, most dangerous thing that people can have is their social association with Chatoyim. If Atucha Chatoyim, Al Tove, who's a Chote? Says the Gra, Chote, you are over on Mitzvah Sessor. You are Losh and Chasar. I'm lacking something. It doesn't mean he's a murderer, he's a ganav, he's even a machadish. People who are not making effort to live their life in a proper, positive manner. That's number one. He says, Altove, don't pay attention to a word they say. Why? Because as long as they want to associate with you and they are not living their lives in a proper manner, seeking out, Mitzvah says, seeking out to do the right thing, to live on the right madrega, and they are seeking out association, it cannot be for the purpose of leading an uplifted life. Now, he says, "In Yom Ruchai Tonu Nervul Adom Nitzbul Adom Lark." He gives an example. They're going after someone. They want to get his money, and if they have to kill him, they'll kill him. And okay. And they need you for something. What did they need you for? Doesn't mean you have to do what they're doing. You may just have to be an innocent bystander. But you are part of Chabura people. They want you to do something and they need you to achieve their negative goals. Just put the money. And the Pasuk says, "Bnei al teilech b'derech ito min agrav gofa min esivos." What does it mean, b'derech ito? What does it mean, esivos? Al teilech b'derech shul ha'derech ha'godol, the main path. But even a side little street that they have to go. That means, what it's telling you, people who need you, people whose goal, the God is telling us something with his Hagdoma that's important. People have a goal. Who are we talking about? People who level of life is not seeking out the positive in life and living a life in a certain madrega, the moment they have a goal, means they're not going to be inhibited by necessarily not doing something bad. That is and you never know where it's going to lead, and never know what's going to come up. The moment they have a goal and they have no inhibitions from a standard of high level life, where it's going to lead them, they have nothing that stands in their way, it can lead to receiving and to lieutenant. And you're not supposed to be involved in that activity, even though technically you're not doing all the bad things, they're just part of it. You should get swept into what they're doing, and it's going to influence you and it's going to impact you. And even it says, I'll tell you if you do it. Even if it's a societal street that you have to do it. Because the moment that we begin with Yiras Hashem Rishis Das, Chochem Musar Evilim Bozer, there are two types of people in this world. There are the people who have their limitations based on the Yiras Shemayim, and people who are mazals on that. And that is not the it to determine how they make their decisions. Every one of us has one basic need in life, that is the koveya of where we're going and what we're doing and how we're making our decisions. If it's Yiras Shemayim, means you have certain absolutes, you have certain things you won't cross. Come to a certain point, that's it. If it's not Yiras Shemayim and it's Avos Mammon, and you also want to be from the Alfin, but you lose that sense of absolute. Everything gets twisted, and the goal in life is something else. Everyone has different goals in life. And the moment your goal is not to live a maximum positive way, so your desires of living a maximum positive way are subject to all the other influence and all the other goals you have. And when you meet up with people who have other goals, the chote, what is, and he defines a chote, someone whose goal in life is not to live a proper life seeking out the good, and then nothing preventing them from dishonest business deals. I asked this certain gentleman I knew well. I lived in Los Angeles, and he was an exceedingly wealthy man. And once I had to see him for money for the yeshiva. I apologize, I'm interfering in the middle of the day. And he told me, listen, you're doing my teva. Middle of the day, I'm in the middle of a deal, I can become an absolute animal. And then Rosh Hashiva knocks on the door, I have to live in the parsha, after this, after that. It brings me back to reality. Of course, what happens, the moment the door closes, he goes back to that. The person carries with himself at all times Yiras Shemayim. And it's not only when someone knocks on the door, it's a constant part of him. So then he's limited by the absolute that he puts down. The other people, there's nothing holds them back. They get so involved in what they're doing. Yisignava doesn't exist, Yisratzicha doesn't exist, nothing exists. Except that immediate goal that dominates their mind. And your involvement with them, and your going along with them, because people are influenced by everyone around them. And there's the pull of the group of people moving in a certain direction. V'agleim l'ra yirutzu ha'emar l'ishpochtam. He says, you're going to get pulled along with them. And that is... Ki orchos ko kain orchos ko botse abetzes nafshe bolu. And people whose goal in life is single-minded. Here he's talking about really a specific etzar he's talking about here is tavis hamamon. That becomes the dominant goal of your life. Tavis hamamon. It's nafsh nefesh ba'olav yikoch. In the end, it destroys the neshama of such people. Their lives become revolve around one goal, and everything else gets blotted out. Does it mean you shouldn't make a good living? It depends what your main goal in life is. You have b'nei good b'nei ruvin. They were 40 years in the Midbar. 40 years in the Midbar. And all of a sudden, at the end of the 40th year, that means 40 years waking up every morning to a shir from Moshe Rabbeinu, sitting and learning Torah. And all of a sudden, they conquer Sichon and Og, they end up with an unbelievable flock. Gold, everything they end up with. What do they say? They say, we want to stay in Eirei Yarden. Eirei Yarden has kedusha, but not quite the kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. And they say something interesting. Kedushto nivnil mekneinu po v'aram lo tapenu. And Moshe Rabbeinu answers, "Milucham oram lo tapchem v'girus l'tzorach." So we'll take care of our flock. We'll take care of our children. Moshe Rabbeinu says, "Take care of your children. Take care of yourself." Now, do you think there's a single Jewish father who says my money's more important than my children? No one's going to tell you that. But you make 500 different decisions in life and you're doing it. It's all for my children. It's all for my children. It's all for my children. But deep down, your decisions revolve around them. Well, everybody says you have your priorities all mixed up. Children are more important anyway. But what is it? What dominated their mind was all of a sudden they fell in. All this money and all this wealth and everything. What's going to be? That is the single dominating part of their mind. So everything gets twisted around them. And everything gets justifiable. As nefesh b'ol av yikoch, and that becomes the definition of who we're going to be this. Chachmas b'chutz tovah. He says, Ha'chachmas she'atayre screams, but it's b'chutz, it's outside. Such a person cares not the inside. It's not the inside. He's screaming from the outside. And Torahs can scream it all at once, but it's coming from the outside. Well, nefesh b'ol av yikoch, the inside of the human being, the defining part of the human being, becomes this type of someone. And mosai psoyim tiha havu pesi v'leit otzim chomdulam uksilim sisnudos. There are three reasons people do not want Torah. There's three types of people. Number one, because they have various types, whatever those types may be. He's gonna talk about those types. That's number one. And then there's another strange type. Called Batola. Yes, sir. Some people like food, some people like money, some people like women, whatever their taivas may be. Okay. They get a certain pleasure. It's another type of taiva. Just hanging around doing nothing. Another reason people don't want. They have a taiva to do nothing. And it's a third reason. Taiva's hard. They don't want to work at it. Until you work at taiva, you don't understand the masikos of taiva. The absolute pleasure of taiva. He said, and it's contrasting, people who define themselves in terms of money and people who define themselves in terms of taira. I was a little delayed today, so Yetz Hashem next week we'll go through this. But what he's talking about is choosing chevra, choosing who you associate with on whatever level, getting involved in projects with people. And here he's focusing specifically on people who define them in terms of money, and that becomes the essence of their human definition. Against the people who define themselves in terms of terror, and that's Mitzvah Shembli Nero.